Vermont. When mentioned, it conjures images of quaint towns nestled amongst mountains. Though painted to be the perfect picture of relaxation, it is not as perfect as it seems. A darkness lurks beneath the surface. You've heard of the Bermuda Triangle, the area of the North Atlantic Ocean known for the mysterious disappearances of ships, people, and planes, leaving no trace behind. But the Bermuda Triangle is not the only place like this. Thousands of miles away, tucked into the mountains of the small state of Vermont, is the Bennington Triangle. The name the Bennington Triangle was initially coined by author Joseph Citro in 1992 and refers to the area of land that has long been known for UFO activity, Bigfoot sightings, and the appearance of strange lights in the sky. Most famously, however, the area is known as the site for five disappearances that occurred between 1945 and 1950. While the exact area encompassed within the term the Bennington Triangle is not known, the supernatural activity is believed to be concentrated on Glastonbury Mountain, which includes the surrounding towns of Bennington, Woodford, Somerset, and Shaftesbury. Glastonbury and its neighboring town of Somerset began as successful logging and industrial towns, but the success gradually lessened, and by 1937, they had become ghost towns. There have long been tales that tell of disappearances within the area. One of the first was Carol Herrick, a man who went missing in 1943 about 10 miles northeast of the abandoned town of Glastonbury while on a hunting trip. While there was much mystery surrounding Herrick's death, it wasn't until 1945 that people began disappearing in the area with regularity. On November 12, 1945, 74-year-old hunting guide Mitty Rivers was leading a group of four other hunters through the area of Hell Hollow, an area that he knew well. While leading the other hunters back to camp, Rivers got ahead of the group but never returned to camp. Rivers' disappearance wasn't initially met with much concern, as the other hunters knew he was a skilled woodsman. However, after a while, when Rivers did not resurface, U.S. Army soldiers were dispatched, and with the help of 300 concerned locals, an extensive search was conducted for 8 days looking for him. The only thing that the search turned up was a single rifle cartridge, being the last trace of him to date. On December 1, 1946, 18-year-old Bennington College student Paula Jean Weldon went on a hike on the Long Trail. Many recall seeing her go, one man even recalling giving her directions. However, the last people believed to see Paula Jean Weldon was a couple walking about 100 yards behind her on the trail, when Weldon took a turn in the path. When the couple followed the turn, Weldon was no longer in sight. She had vanished. The young college student never returned to campus the following morning, and an extensive search ensued. Over 1,000 people searched for Weldon, a $5,000 reward was offered, and even the FBI helped, but she was never seen again. On December 1, 1949, exactly 3 years after the disappearance of Paula Jean Weldon, James Tetford went missing. Tetford was a veteran resident of the Bennington Soldiers' Home. He had been taking the bus on his way back from St. Albans when he disappeared. Tetford had been one of 14 passengers taking the bus to the Bennington stop. However, when the bus arrived, Tetford was gone. The other passengers had not seen him depart the bus. His luggage was still in the rack, and a bus timetable was open on the seat. While his disappearance was investigated, nothing was discovered. 8-year-old Paul Jepson was the fourth disappearance in the Bennington Triangle. On October 12, 1950, Jepson was playing in the back of a pickup truck while his mother tended to the pigs on the farm. An hour went by before she returned to the truck, only to find that her son had vanished. A search party of hundreds looked for him, and even bloodhounds were used to track his scent, but the trail ended by the highway. No trace of the boy was ever found. Only 16 days later, 53-year-old Frieda Langer was camping with family in the woods near Glastonbury Mountain. Langer, with her cousin Herbert Elsner, went for a hike. However, not but a few hundred yards from camp, Langer slipped and fell into a stream, soaking her clothes and shoes. Langer asked her cousin to wait when she went back to camp to change. Elsner waited, but Langer never returned. In fact, Langer never made it the short distance back to camp. She had vanished. Five searches were conducted over the next 2 weeks in an attempt to locate Langer, but nothing was found. May 12, 1951, her body was found near Somerset Reservoir, an area that had been extensively searched months prior. However, the decomposition of the body made it impossible to tell cause of death. The body of Frida Langer was the only one recovered. The whereabouts of the other four individuals remain unknown. Some claim that these disappearances, occurring so closely together in time, were the work of a serial killer. Others believe it to be the work of a Native American curse. Whatever the truth may be, the Bennington Triangle seems keen on keeping such secrets to itself.